This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Istanbul, the latest ISIS target, we believe. Too many people dead while others are fighting for their lives. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, putting it in perspective, in Turkey, this terror at this airport where a lot of Westerners and a lot of Europeans, by the way, go through. We have 36 people dead, confirmed, 147 others hurt with these three suicide bombers, two in the airport, one inside a parking lot. It really brings it back to what now has happened too often, that we are talking about these cowards destroying lives with one click of a vest that is jimmy-rigged with bombs just to, I don't know, make a sick, sad, twisted point. So the Turkish prime minister said that there was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, they do believe ISIS is responsible, or somehow it's ISIS-fueled. And this is one of the world's busiest airports. There's lots of crowds that come in, as I mentioned, through the Western world and Europe, and people from Istanbul themselves are all over Turkey. There were people who just ran in different directions, heard a noise, looked over, and just a massive crowd of people screaming. And we live in the age of social media, so there were unfortunately a lot of videos that were released showing that chaos, sad, sad chaos. And I bring this up at the start of America Tonight because the Turkish prime minister, the Turkish president, rather, reminds us that don't make a mistake about terrorism and where it can show up in London, Istanbul, in Ankara and Berlin, in Chicago, in Rome, in places everywhere that seem unimaginable. He said, unless all governments and the entire mankind join forces in the fight against terrorism, much worse than what we fear to imagine today will come true. And I thought about those words today and how ominous they are. But how true, if there isn't some sort of a united front, a quick sharing of information, a way to stop evildoers the best that you possibly can, then what's the point? There has to be some link, some way. Not a forever solution, because there never is 100%. But if there were more, I think, more sharing of information, more feeding in different directions, what people are seeing, perhaps some of it could be stopped. These guys came in a cab. In a cab. It's the 11th busiest airport in the world when we're talking about passenger traffic. So the airport was closed for several hours overnight. Flights had to be diverted. It's now open, but just horrific to see these photos and videos coming out of that. Let's take one from Grim right off, leading us off this hour. Hi, Grim.
Yeah, it is sad, but welcome to the new world order thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't going to get any better, Kate. Oh, hey, I was still right about my statement last night. I had to look into it. I wasn't totally correct, but, you know, when it comes to there's no really investment out there where your principal's secure. I mean,
yeah.
there is, you know, in any form, but, you know, at least, you know, there used to be investments that you did have your principal to where at the end of like a savings account, your interest, once you spent your interest, you still had what you put in there in the account. But when annuities, you know, these IRAs that first come out, I've talked to the, you know, advisor and whatnot, and I said, well, if I give you $20,000, you're going to give me 20% annual interest rate so that in 20 years payout, I'd have $1,000 per month for a period of 4 years. And I said, what about the principal? I'm going to have the $20,000 at the end. No, you know, that's gone. Because, see, that's what they're all about, is a high payout.
Right.
And you know, that, you know, to give people an income, but it's only for, you know, a 4 year period. So they're actually making from the get go that you hand the money over, which a lot of people don't look at, is he's making $16,000.
Yeah,
and he spends that right at the bat once you give him the money.
Yeah,
because he ain't got to get it back to you for another 20 years.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what a lot of people, how did they make their money and live better than you?
Yeah. There's the question. How did they make their money?
And yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't care if they want to call them advisors or whatever. They're all brokers. I mean,
right.
I had a broker's license at one time. Even your insurance agent is a broker. It's just, how about it, Kate? Let's have some IRAs to where, you know, my principal, I can spend, because that'd give me another, you know, at least another year and a half.
Right.
$1,000 a month. Now, here's the thing. Don't put any benefactors there, because it's your investment. And if you become deceased, then, you know, your benefactor can get the principal, but the interest that is made on it goes back to the investor.
Right.
That's fair. That's what I call fair. But no, we can't do that. We want it all.
Of course. We want it all. You're right.
And something they ought to look into is make sure that they do fill out a benefactor thing, because there's been a lot of money. And, of course, they've had to write laws. But when they first started doing this investment, and the people would die, it would go straight to the investor or the company that was, you know, doing the investor, with a percentage going back to the broker.
Yeah.
Not to the state. And,
right.
And you most definitely need to look at this, because a lot of people think they write a will. No, wills don't cover it. You actually have to fill out a benefactor form.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you got to be careful, but there's not a lot of people that do this. You would have loved my economics professor. You would have loved him. He was an old hardcore from the 30s Democrat here in Mississippi.
Oh, I love it.
That was actually, you know, well, you know, jackass this, jackass that. Even when he was teaching, those jackasses up there at the state just don't know, you know, I mean. And when it came to, you know, studying the course, you know, of course you learned macroeconomics and then microeconomics.
Right.
So when you first started teaching the course, you know, you got to the Kinnison thing, you said, oh, here's another thing that just don't work. And that's what the Democrats praise. So now you get an idea of what kind of professor I had.
Yeah. Wow, he sounds like a really cool dude. I had an economics professor that was dry as burnt toast. Grimster, thanks. See you in a few.
The moon in the sky. It's called the moon. And everybody is there. Including
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Trailing them in and sometimes out of a room. I don't know if you know this, but Hail to the Chief is kind of interesting because it was developed really for a first lady. And it was developed because James Polk, who was one of our presidents, as you know, was kind of a slight build of a man, kind of wallflowery. And his wife was worried that if there wasn't something to help boost him into a room, he would kind of melt into the background. So that's what started the whole idea of announcing the arrival of a president. Sarah Polk encouraged the use of that. And first used it at James Polk's inauguration. Because I like how they, in those days especially how they wrote, he wasn't an impressive figure. Isn't that brutal? How would you describe the president? Well, he's not an impressive figure, but he is the president. So this way, if he went into a crowded room, he wouldn't be unnoticed. So at really big affairs and parties, they played the march. And it was a way to clear the room for the press, right? And, you know, it wasn't until Harry Truman that the Defense Department made it the official tribute to the president. Yeah, how about that? And here's, like, just another little quick tidbit on it. John Philip Sousa was asked to compose a new song and mix it. And the Marine band resumed playing Hail to the Chief. And that's how, you know, all those things took off. So he was actually, it was actually a version of The Lady of the Lake. And it first debuted in 1812.
and then it morphed into this, you know, Hail to the Chief theme that became the music that, that ushered him into a room. I was thinking this is like, you know, in a different way, baseball players in Major League Baseball, when they go onto the field, when they go up to bat, a little bit of whatever song they want in a lot of stadiums is played. It could be some current song. A lot of times it is, whatever it is, and they play that song. What would be your song entering into a room? I don't even know. I thought about this today. What song would I want them to play? I have to give that more thought. But I like how Hail to the Chief really came about. Because, brutally, he was really a slight man. Really slight. Okay, you know, here's where we talk about politics, right? Because we never do that on this show. Right. So let's talk about politics for a second. This is what's happening. We've got the preparation for the conventions going on. We have Trump saying he's going to renegotiate or withdraw from NAFTA as president. We have the Zika funding that's become a tug of war in the House and the Senate. The Senate Democrats blocked the Zika agreement right before the recess because we're coming up on 4th of July. So it's another long break for the people who represent us. Doubtful anything's going to happen there. And you have Bernie Sanders, who hasn't officially given up, but all but has said he's giving up. But yet, you still have Sanders sending these delegates to the convention in Philadelphia where the Democrats, you know, are holding it. But it seems highly unlikely. It's just holding the Democratic Party, I suppose, over a barrel at this point. And then, speaking of that, since Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, the Benghazi panel looked at what happened in 2012 and faulted Clinton, but didn't go so far to push it in a, it's all on her, this is what it is, just talking about the narrative and how long it took and not getting people to scramble to try to help Ambassador Stevens and his team that were literally sitting ducks. So there were some findings in the report, and maybe it gets kicked around and talked about, but it's not going to matter very much. Even the ambassador's sister said, look, I don't blame Clinton for Benghazi. Because they're talking about could have been prevented, and what didn't they see, and yada yada, a series of who are we pinning the blame on for what happened in Benghazi. And it was just more of the same bureaucratic nonsense. Push the planes out. Who knows? Maybe they'll have a chance to rescue someone. Maybe they'll be able to neutralize the situation. Because remember, you almost had a CIA stronghold go down in Benghazi, filled with people that were there, which would have added to the disaster. It was disastrous enough, but it would have added more fuel to that narrative. So with the sister saying, listen, in hindsight, the facility wasn't protected by the State Department officially and the Defense Department, but what was the underlying cause? And the sister blames Congress. Look, if they had provided more money, a budget increase for security, then some of the requests, especially in Libya, if they were granted, it might have been a different deal. I don't blame Hillary Clinton or Leon Panetta. And that the staff was doing the best it could. The Benghazi mission was understaffed. He reached out. Chris knew it. It wasn't a secret. He did decide to take the risk to go there, as the sister said. And it's not something they did to him. It's something he took on himself because he was that guy. But they But they did reach out for funding and never got that funding, never. They were never told they have enough to be able to fund it. To, you know, if they're going to cut, where were they going to cut? And that's what happened. And the cut just added insult to injury, because that's really the reason behind that. If they had had enough money, it might have been reinforced, refortified, whatever you want to say, a little bit more. And then how about this? I was looking at, because of course we're always looking at the war of words and what do they mean and what are people saying, and we see the polls and what does all that mean in the end. It is just about winning the nomination, first of all, then going after the other party. So a Republican congressman said he didn't have a big enough pencil to carry, or to count, actually, Hillary Clinton's deficits. So this is what happens. Donald Trump has to find a few allies in the Republican Party, and then it's a mission of getting across to anyone who will listen for the Republicans that it has to be Trump for X, Y, Z. And this member of the House Select Committee on Benghazi said Clinton's behavior makes her a far worse choice for president, makes her a worse choice for president. We don't want somebody like that as president. He was on Mike Pompeo, a Republican from Kansas. He was on special report on Fox and said that none of the emails she sent or received on her private email server as Secretary of State were classified at the time. He did say that. But he said, I was trying to count deficits in the statement. I didn't have a big enough pencil, as he went through. Then, boy, I bet you, talk about hindsight. I bet that's one of those woulda, coulda, shouldas. Meaning too bad. Even if they had scrambled to get some people up in the air and it wasn't in time, there wasn't enough time, at least there's action instead of the inaction. And it's called 23 Hours, but there's a film about it. And when you watch the film, and this is acting, but when you watch the film, it's just sad because you realize that, yeah, they were sitting ducks. They had no chance to make it out of that situation. None. No way were they going to be able to get out of that. Hang with us. Coming up next, it's all about you. All of your emails. We're hitting the mailbag.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, you overwhelm me with so much email. And I'm going to tell you this because I've gotten a lot of email for this. I will send out packets of One World Way. Stephen Hewer so graciously gave me so many. I said this the other day, and it was funny. I should have taken a picture of it. It was like a truck backed up and said, "Here you go." Whoa. Because, you know, I like it. I'm telling you how much it's changed my life as far as energy, because it was killing me. I was thinking, oh, do I have mono? What's going on? And the energy boost I got was incredible. So anyway, I'm telling you this because as we get ready to go to the mailbag, a ton of you are sending me you know, the desire to get some packets, so that's perfect. But just make sure you have your exact address on, because I've in the past I've gotten things back when somebody leaves off or gives me the wrong zip code, and as you know, I'm not a magician, so I can't come up with that. Even if I look around and dig around, you think we can always find people, but it's not that easy. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag. All right, this one is from Brad. Kate, I've emailed you now a couple of different times. I'm really digging your show. Somebody that I work with told me to tune in when I was driving back and forth to work. I'm like many of you, a third shifter plus sometimes. And I like the fact that you talk about a lot of different things, plus you invite different people on. Your interviews are very, very strong. Brexit, how much is this going to change the way we elect a president? In other words, is this going to push Donald Trump over the top? I'm kind of neutral when it comes to this election. I hate that. I'm a passionate person. I'm not crazy about Trump. I'm certainly not crazy about Hillary Clinton. I wish there was just some other option, but oh well, this is what we're faced with. Who do you think it favors, or does it favor anyone? We know what's interesting
The polls are favoring Hillary Clinton by a little bit, but, you know, polls, I always say this, it's like a Philly pretzel, you can manipulate it in any direction. But if you start to see a really big bounce where she's head and shoulders above him, then that's a little bit different. So far, not so much that, not that far head and shoulders above. So I'm going to say that it could favor Trump. It could. What's happened in the in England could favor Trump if people are making that comparison, because it was the working folks. It wasn't the elite, the super educated that were voting to dump out of the EU. That's why I think David Cameron, the Prime Minister, hedged his bet. He thought it would be close, but I think he thought they had bagged it. It was in the bag, like, no way are we leaving the European Union. And sure enough, bye-bye, he's gone as Prime Minister, probably in October. And why is that? Because they miscalculated the way people thought. There is a disconnect between sometimes what is reported, and many of you call the show and talk about that, versus what is the buzz. I always say that. What is the buzz in your backyard? What are the people saying at your church, or where you hang out, or where your kids play baseball, or, you know, the conversations in the stands with the fans, with the regular peeps? What are regular people saying? Not people have massive degrees who are overanalyzing what the situations are, and when they're paid to do that, what the economics are and the fallout. Anyway, so long answer, but I'm going to say that Trump gets a little bit of a bump from this, but I think it's too close to call. I think this election right now today, is too close to call. How's that? All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jacob. Hi, Kate. I don't want to get confused with Jake, the guy that always emails you from Austin, Texas. My name is Jacob, and I listen to you in Illinois. Did you see the Volkswagen settlement, what they agreed to, and does that surprise you at all? You know, no, because with anything with a car company, if there's something that hurts people and hurts business, they're going to do whatever they can do to make that right, because it's about the customers, it's about the cash, and they're not going to lose the cash, you know, in other words, not going to lose future customers over mistakes that they have made over engineering or problems, or, you know, we certainly, there tends to be, or it feels like there's a cover-up sometimes that, hey, somebody doesn't want to admit that there was this faulty part, or they weigh recalls as to how much that will cost them versus what does it mean for future sales. And I think, you know, it's this isn't even being a conspiracy thing. I think it is about, as always, the bottom line. What is the bottom line? What does it mean for the bottom line? So, having said that, no, it's not a surprise, because they're worried about their bottom line. And if it hurts the bottom line, and the perception is bad, because remember Volkswagen, when we think about Volkswagen, what do you think of? You think that they're the steady Eddie, right? That you're safe in a Volkswagen. But if you're not safe in a Volkswagen, then you're thinking, well, why am I getting one? You know, that whole German engineered thing, and that's what their commercials were about. Yeah, no. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Tammy, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know that this just happened, that a House panel is investigating Benghazi, that whole attack, and they're faulting some of the Obama peeps for not responding. I did see that. So they're investigating the attack, which has been, we've talked about this a ton, and they're saying that they are questioning the response, but the part that would be intriguing is how much does this touch Hillary Clinton, right? So whose fault ultimately is it? Well, this report says, I mean, it's just terrible what happened, right? I went and saw the movie that was about Benghazi, and, oh, people in the theater were just they were yelling things out because they just here and there because they were frustrated by seeing this portrayed in a movie. But anyway, let's re-rack this. 2012 was the attacks. They're saying that the top brass, the top administration officials, that they huddled together, they crafted their public responses while military assets waited for hours, which was the key thing, to deploy to Libya. They wanted to go, and they were told to wait. And how many lives did that cost? The report said one anti-terrorism security team known as FAST unit sat waiting for 3 hours in Spain as Marines changed in and out of their uniforms four times and even debated whether they should carry personal weapons. Altogether, it would take 18 hours for that team to move. So, how would they have got? You know, would they have gotten there in time? Of course, we could make all the talk about that, and that's what was talked about afterwards. The report that was released blamed a rusty bureaucratic process for the slow-moving responses on the night of that attack. The report said despite orders from Obama and then Defense Secretary Leon Panetta to deploy, the first military force didn't deploy until more than 13 hours after that attack started. So now you ask yourself, well, how is that? If the President of the United States and the Defense Secretary say to deploy, well, you can't put it on them. Why didn't this happen? You had U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, three other Americans that were in the middle of this, that were killed in the attacks, Sean Smith, Navy SEALs, Ty Woods, Glenn Doherty. I mean, so why? Why didn't the brass do that? They found in this report 5 out of 10 action items of the rough notes of the 7:30 meeting, this video meeting. And the committee identified for the first time a White House meeting that was convened about 3 hours into the attack and included deputies to Hillary Clinton. Stevens was missing at the time, but the report found that most of the conversation focused on the video, which was surprising because there was no direct link or evidence that existed connecting the attacks in Benghazi and the video at the time. Because, you know, they were talking about that video narrative, that there was protests. Ugh. Okay, so just an awful, awful, horrible thing, the Benghazi attack. You know, tell the families of all those people that were killed that, oh, well, and we know this is what hangs in the balance. Why didn't you respond? Why didn't you go get them instead of let them hours and hours? Maybe they would have gotten there in time. I don't know. Maybe something different could have happened. How about this one? This is from Sean, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Rio de Janeiro and the fact that the mayor was saying that it's going to be a big failure. Boy, that does not bode well for those games, do you think? No. I mean, look, if the mayor is saying, this is a mess, I've come in to help because I'm the acting mayor, the other mayor is ill with cancer, and this is abysmal. It's abysmal when we talk about security, the money for it. That's not a good thing. I mean, no, not at all. Scary. And we just have this on the heels of someone else withdrawing. So golfer Jason Day says because of the Vika fears, he's not going to go to the Rio Olympics because what they're saying is if you want to have children, men or women, if you can be bitten by these mosquitoes that carry that virus. So he pulled out of it. I mean, he has his own woes, health woes, because of his immune system. So he's, you know, they're not going to do that. They were talking about that's just, I mean, just too risky. So, yeah, it's just huge. All right, one last one. This one from Tom. Kate, I know you're a sports fan. Pat Summitt dying with Alzheimer's. I heard you mention it the other day that she was really, really ill. What a sad thing. She was so young. Yeah, she was just 64. You think of all the championships. What's really scary, so she had it for a number of years. Think of getting, you know, when you think of Alzheimer's, think of having Alzheimer's, getting the beginning stages of that at age 60. She's the winningest coach in Division I college basketball history, and she was at Tennessee for 38 years, and she retired in 2012 because of this Alzheimer's, and they say she died peacefully at a senior living facility where she was because she was, you know, so riddled with Alzheimer's. Wow. All right, thank you so much for all the emails. Remember, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Jump right to those numbers, and the numbers include, they always include politics, right? Of course. So let's jump right to that. They say that Bernie Sanders is raising money to send delegates to Philadelphia, and for Bernie Sanders, there still is so much of a movement afoot to help Bernie Sanders with young millennials that he easily is pulling onto this money. In an email Tuesday, his campaign encouraged, get this, people to donate $2.70 before Thursday's midnight Federal Election Commission deadline to help get the campaign's nearly 1,900 delegates to the convention. They say it can cost more than $4,000 per delegate. $4,000. Where do you come up with that money to be involved in politics? That's a lot, isn't it? Because you got to stay in a hotel for a week, you got to go to Philadelphia for a week, and whatever it is, the flights, the meals. And the hotels, even if you got a good deal, are not going to be that cheap because everybody's in town, right? So they have the monopoly on space. Let's put it that way. So 4,000 is the number, give or take. And I bet you $2.70. I bet they'll get that money. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Didn't really say the number, but the settlement, Volkswagen agreed to a $14.7 billion settlement. That's billion with a B, with the federal government and consumers on their ongoing diesel emissions scandal. The deal partially settles claims that from the Clean Air Act and consumer protection laws through car buybacks, fixes, payments to consumers, and environmental remediation, they call it. The deal applies to 500,000 2-liter engine vehicles. It doesn't completely resolve the claims against Volkswagen, nor does it deal with the challenges regarding that 3-liter engine problem and the lawsuits and all of that. So check this out. You know how they say it takes an army of lawyers? Volkswagen also reached settlements with 44 attorneys, 44 attorney generals regarding their own lawsuits. Oh, how crazy is that? So that money, though, for Volkswagen is a drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the bucket. Because they know they'll make that up. So that whenever they settle, whenever there's a settlement, and especially it's a large group of people, then the settlement is because they don't want to bleed any more money. But they've already have a fund, or they have enough to go and plop what they needed down. Let's put it that way. Don't cry for Volkswagen. Trust me. Trust me, my friends. It's there. Money, 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 money. We have to feed our economic engines. Money makes the world go round, right? Well, something like that, maybe. And so far, Brexit, though, it's actually been a modest toll on our economy. The Dow Jones was actually up. The NASDAQ was up today. The S&P was up. So last week, there was a little bit of a bump. There's a lot of conversation about it. And it's not over, and there's still a lot of problems sorting it out, but not quite as big as predicted. Let's put it that way. So not quite as bad as predicted. Let's put it mildly. That's a better way to say it. Let's put it mildly so far. That can change in a moment. So like I said, the S&P was up 35 points. There's your number. NASDAQ up 97, and the Dow was up to 69. Despite the panic and what's going to happen and all of that. So there was a bounce. There was some gains. Thank goodness. This is sad. IKEA is recalling 27 million chests. And the reason why, a third death happened with the IKEA chest. So they knew it. They have to... They've been accused of not doing enough to protect consumers, and so they know with the having another problem that they've got to they have to do a recall. But look for lawsuits there is what I think. Definitely. As we continue with this edition of We Can Count. How many times can you count on your hand Sports Illustrated with a transgender person, somebody who was a man and became a woman? That honor goes to Caitlyn Jenner because Caitlyn Jenner is on the cover of Sports Illustrated coming up in kind of a pantsuit with a gold medal around her neck, in celebration of winning the gold medal in the decathlon 40 years ago. And there was an in-depth interview, and the former athlete turned activist revisits her journey to winning gold at the 76 Montreal Olympic Games. And it's interesting in reading the description. So they say she, where she qualified for the games in 72, but she was a he then. And she said, for those 2 days in July of 1976, I was the best at what I did. On the other hand, the decathlon was my best friend. And that was over that I lost my beard. So how interesting is that? It's been 12 months, and she says she's never been happier in her life. Never been happier. There was a documentary film. It's like a 22-minute long film where she takes out her gold medal and then talks about making the switch, how that felt and what it was like and the struggle and all of that. It might be shocking for some to see the photo on Sports Illustrated, but it's tastefully done. Different from what I heard was happening. So there is a little bit of a difference there. I don't know. Will it sell more magazines? Does that mean more people are going to go get Sports Illustrated who normally wouldn't get Sports Illustrated? I'm not so sure about that. Sports Illustrated must be struggling in some ways anyway, because so much news and sports breaks first, meaning there's just boom, 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 boom. I don't know. I say flip a coin on that one. Let's put it that way. All right, some more numbers. Quickly, I'm going to rifle off some for you when we talk about what the events are. And what we have happening is the Quinnipiac, easy for me to say, Quinnipiac poll that comes out tomorrow. I'll be curious to see what this says and dissect it for you. We also have the future of Britain and Europe. Gordon Brown is doing a speech and addressing the crowd on the result of the June 23rd European Union referendum. Also, there's the UN conference on Israeli-Palestinian peace. And if you look at that, how many decades have we been talking about that possibility?
54.
Let's say if you said 3 or 4, you'd be totally right. How many days? I do not know. But I know that even that would hold up in a court if there was a challenge. All right, the saddest story going is the Istanbul airport. The update is 37 people were killed, 147 injured. Sad stuff, my friends. 3 suicide bombers. That's what it took to destroy all those lives. That's a wrap for We Can Count. Make it count. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Not exactly love, but you're a couple. Especially when your body's double duplicate, and then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma, coma. Jamaica, Roma. Karma, coma. Jamaica.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.